Security at today's inauguration was the tightest in history. Authorities were, of course, concerned about terrorism, but they were also guarding against trouble from protesters. There were a few minor scuffles, but as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the main problem seemed to be getting spectators through security checkpoints.
Signs of security were everywhere. Helicopters overhead, police cars and buses blocking off intersections, and huge white tents through which hundreds of thousands of spectators needed to pass before watching the swearing-in and the inaugural parade.
Over here. Okay, I'm going to have your coat opened up for me, if you would. Down the waist there. I'm going to have you turn around real quick. Nope, you're fine.
Okay.
I'm going to check down the back. You can let go of the coat there.
At one security checkpoint near the Capitol, airport screeners on loan for the inauguration asked ticketed spectators to submit to a light pat-down. Security officials were checking for any prohibited items, such as weapons, sticks, aerosol sprays, and large bags. A number of women were surprised to learn they couldn't bring in their pocketbooks because they exceeded an 8x6x4-inch size limit. They were told to leave them outside or else get rid of some of the contents. Danielle Alisea and her friend Rosa Pinea from Chicago stood by a large blue trash bin trying to decide what to do.
I have no clue.
I'm glad it's a junky purse, so I don't know.
Okay,
I don't care about throwing it away.
Mine is not a junky purse, and so it's very frustrating. I understand somewhat, but obviously I'm inconvenienced.
Most of those at the Capitol checkpoints said they didn't mind all the security. In fact, some said they found it quite reassuring. The atmosphere was largely festive. Vendors sold T-shirts, hats, and buttons, and some enterprising high school students tried to sell tickets for the swearing-in that they had gotten for free.
You need a ticket?
Ticket?
$20. Like anybody need a ticket? Last ticket. Do you need tickets?
Tickets, sir?
Hey, we're going to the protest after this, man.
There were protesters throughout the crowds. A few at the Capitol tried unsuccessfully to interrupt the president's speech, and about a half dozen were arrested. Many more protesters were along the parade route, carrying signs criticizing President Bush and the war in Iraq. Elizabeth Smith of Elverson, Pennsylvania, carried her protest signs on a helium balloon in the hope the president might see it.
It's because I'm so short, and I understood that we couldn't bring sticks. So this balloon says, WWJB, what would Jesus bomb? And moms want peace.
With the huge police presence, including snipers on rooftops and military aircraft patrolling the skies, the biggest security problem appeared to be crowd control.
Everybody, you can't come this way. The line starts in the street. Please do not come this way.
Police tried to impose order at some checkpoints, where the waiting time was up to 2 hours long. Some people were so frustrated they decided to leave, but even that wasn't easy.
We can't go underneath there and around?
Bobby Boban had come from Illinois to see her local high school band perform in the inaugural parade, but she was worried she might miss it because of all the security.
Well, I understand they got to have it, but I would think they'd be more prepared for this. They're saying they're only letting a couple of people inside there, and I don't know, but I think it's a little, should be more prepared than this.
But for the most part, people were taking it all in stride, enjoying the street theater of a Washington political event. As some protesters in one huge crowd waiting to be cleared through security chanted anti-Bush slogans, the rest of the crowd tried to drown them out. By the end, even the protesters were singing. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.